Very fortunate to get to make up this song with a couple of really great songwriters, Verlin Thompson and Guy Clark. We were talking one day and realized that we couldn't believe nobody had ever really written a song or told this story about the great country music entertainer Straight Bean. And he and his wife Estelle, they lived up in Ridgetop, Tennessee. And of course, if you ever saw Straight Bean, maybe you didn't see him until years later when he was on Hee Haw, a TV show. But way before that, he was actually Bill Monroe's first banjo player. So he was the first, before Earl Scruggs, the first banjo player of Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And if you ever saw him, you know he had a little funny hat on. He was very tall, the Kentucky Wonder, they called him. And funny little hat he'd wear. And he wore this long shirt that went all the way down to his knees, a striped shirt. And then he had a little short pair of pants on from the knees down, complete with a belt and the whole thing. So we believe that Straight Bean may have started hip-hop fashion. We're not sure. But it was known around Nashville, Tennessee, that Straight Bean didn't trust banks, and he didn't like to put his money in the bank. And he kept it either on his person, sometimes thousands of dollars in the bib of his overalls when he wasn't in a stage outfit, and or maybe buried around the property they lived on. So this is the story of one night when String Bean and his wife Estelle came home from the Grand Ole Opry, and there were two cousins. Their last name was Brown, and the Brown boys were waiting. And this is the story of String Bean and Estelle. On the Ridgetop, Tennessee, 1973, the Brown boys killed Straight Bean and Estelle. The reason for it all was in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours. Things didn't go their way. But he wouldn't let go of his Opry pain. His big overalls. The Brown boys said, don't give us no trouble. We came for some, but now we want it all. And the deed said, stand and deliver. But String Bean would not tell. We would learn there was a point of no return. They shot him dead. Grandpa.
say.